I'd like to read firstly in the book of Romans. Romans 5 and verse 7. For scarcely for the just man will one die, for perhaps for the good man someone might also dare to die. But God commends his love to us, in that we, being still sinners, Christ has died for us. And in the epistle to the Galatians, Galatians chapter 2, in the middle of verse 20, I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God, who has loved me and given himself for me. And lastly, in the Gospel according to John. John chapter 11 and verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And then verse 33. Jesus therefore, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, was deeply moved in spirit, and was troubled, and said, Where have you put him? They say to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, Behold how he loved him. The gospel is being heralded forth tonight. News, wonderful news, news from heaven, and wonderful message contained in it concerning God's love. That's why I read in Romans here, because it speaks of God's love, and it tells us of how God loved us so much that he sent his Son to die for us. And it's wonderful. That's just really the impression I wanted to convey in the gospel tonight, of the love of God, the love of God that so loved you and me, so loved the world, as we often say in John 3:16, that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Just take a fresh opportunity to stop in the gospel preaching tonight and to be reminded how much God loved you and me and what he has done. And that's why I read in Romans and then in Galatians, I read of Paul there, an impression Paul had, the great, the mighty apostle. And that what burned brightly in his heart as he was here in this pathway here, that never lost sight of him. And he tells those in Galatia, he says, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Well, and then in John 11, we're just reminded of those, the love the Lord had for those in Bethany. Well, these are, it really stemmed from where we sung a hymn this morning. It said, 'Twas love, all divine, that constrained thee to stoop from the greatness on high. And that's really what's in my heart. That's really why I've read these scriptures. 'Twas love, all divine, that constrained thee to stoop from the greatness on high. We know that passage in Philippians so well. He did not esteem it an object of rapine to be in equality with God, but he emptied himself. He emptied himself. As it says there, he made himself of no reputation in becoming a man. And that's the story of the gospel, friend. That's the story of the gospel. That Jesus left his place in glory, left the glory that was his there by his Father's right hand. He esteemed it not an object of rapine to be in equality of God, but he emptied himself. The fact that he came, dear friend, that he emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of men. I believe, dear friend, it was divine love, it was a love that the Lord Jesus had, that he came taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of men. It says of him, he set his face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem. Oh, dear friend, just in my all, I have a fresh impression tonight of what we've read in Romans here. Paul goes through as he's speaking to the Romans. He talks about maybe for the just man one will die, perhaps for the good man. And then the wonder of all, dear friend, that God commends his love to us, to you and me, his poor, wretched, ruined sinners. Maybe for the just man might die, or the good man. It says early in Romans, God looked down and there was no, not one. They did good. No, not one. That's you and me, dear friend. Every one of us. We've gone on our own way. But a great but of Scripture, but God commends his love to us. God would tell forth that out in the gospel, I believe tonight. God loves you, friend. But God commends his love to us. And that we being still sinners. Yes, well, you're still a sinner, dear friend. God loved you. And the blessed fact that Christ died for us. There upon that cross on Calvary, friend, he allowed himself to be taken by the hands of wicked men. And there upon Calvary, friend, the whole question of sin and the whole question of your sins and the whole question of my sins was dealt with to God's eternal satisfaction. But God commends his love to us tonight. I just believe that tonight that you might have an impression of God's love towards you and God's love towards me, dear friend, tonight. That God commends his love to us. And he's demonstrated that, friend. He's demonstrated it by sending his beloved Son, giving his Son as a saviour of sinners. Christ is a saviour of sinners. May you be able to say, Christ is a saviour for me. I think it's beautiful that God commends us. God has shown his love, dear friend. He's demonstrated it in such an amazing way. He's shown how much he loves you and me, dear friend. There's nothing you could have done to be right with God. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's what Scripture tells us. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And dear friend, where you and me are hopeless, hopeless case, lost and undone, that we have this assurance of Scripture that God commends his love to us. Not judging you, dear friend, tonight. It says in John's Gospel, says there, John 3, for God has not sent his Son into the world that he may judge the world, but that the world may be saved through him. That's the wonder of the gospel, friend. God is not judging you tonight. He's provided us a saviour, dear friend. They shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Right from that moment he was born into this world, he could look on, given that name, a name of Jesus. No other name given under heaven, whereby we must be saved. But God commends his love. God commends it. God has shown his love. He has demonstrated his love for you and me. And for the whole of mankind. For the whole of mankind. And the gospel can go out tonight. And tonight can be offered free and full forgiveness to your friend. Whatever you may have done, you can come to the Saviour tonight. And know that feel free and full forgiveness. Oh dear friend, what a wonderful blessing it is. To just to put your faith in the Lord Jesus. Just to trust in him. Trust in all that he's done. On Calvary's cross, when he was there as the sin bearer. The one, the great that sacrifice for sin. Once in the consummation of the age. That's what it says in Hebrews. Once in the consummation of the age. Everything has been settled, friend. Wonder is how we can proclaim tonight. We know that God's holy and righteous, and he cannot sin in his presence. And God has not overlooked sin. Everything has been dealt with in the work of Christ. Amen. Every single thing. As John could say, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Oh, dear friend, it's a wonderful, wonderful message we have in the gospel. That God commends his love to us. Oh, dear friend, God loves you. God loves you so much. So loved the world that he gave. Don't let us be coloured by what is around the language of men and the ideas of men. And see from Scripture that God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. There's never been a greater demonstration of love than the love of God. God commends his love to us. And that while we were still sinners, Christ has died for us. Isn't that most wonderful, friend? God commends his love to us in that we being still sinners, Christ has died for us. The just for
for the unjust, that he might bring us to God.
Dear friend, as we go on to Galatians, Paul had a wonderful impression there. Well, actually, just before we pass on there, as Paul speaks to those in Ephesus, and he says, but God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love. These are the most wonderful, wonderful words. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love. Because of his great love. That was the source, friend. God looked down in his love upon men and women away from him. Because of his love. Because of his great love. Because of that great love of God. Because of his love. His great love. Wherewith he loved us, he showed mercy to those of us who didn't deserve anything but death. But God, because of his great love, being rich in mercy, because of his great love, wherewith he loved us. And then it says, you're saved by grace through faith, and this not of yourselves, it's God's gift. Everything's from God's side. God loved you and me so much, and God gives you that gift of faith. It's God's gift. Not in the principle of works that no one might boast. But God will give you that faith tonight, dear friend, to believe in the work of the Lord Jesus, to believe that he died, to believe that, to really believe these words, that Christ has died for us. Yes, my friend, that's my Saviour hung upon that cross, and there upon that cross, all that he bore, all that man meted out to him, the hatred of man, all that ignominy, all that shame, that crown of thorns, that spitting, that mocking, that hatred, he bore that all, and he could say to your Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But then in these 3 hours of darkness, when upon Calvary, when the sun was shining at its brightest, God clothed this earth in darkness, and there, no, the eye of man, there upon these 3 hours, as it says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There upon Calvary, in these 3 hours of darkness, the Lord Jesus was made sin. He who knew not sin was made sin, that we might become the righteous of God in him. Well, dear friend, Paul had a wonderful impression of that. It was burning in his heart. And here he could say in Galatians 2 and 20, he was met in that Damascus road. There he was, heading on to persecute the Christians, these believers there. And God turned them round. That light that shone down and stopped him. Stopped him on that track he was on and turned him round. And here he's able to testify. These many years later, he's saying what makes him, what drives him on. And he's telling them in Galatia that I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God, who has loved me and given himself for me. Dear friend, do you know that? Do you know that love of Jesus? As Paul could say here, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's a blessed fact, dear friend. It was burning brightly in his heart. And may you be able to say that the same tonight. The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then, just lastly, in John 11, I just wanted to read that because it just brings home again how the Lord Jesus loved, the love of the Lord Jesus. It says elsewhere in the Gospel, it was a young man that came to the Lord, and it says of the Lord Jesus, he says, the Lord looking on him loved him. The Lord really felt for that man. That man was searching. He was searching for peace in his soul. And he thought he could do things himself to bring in happiness and peace. And the Lord looked at him. He looking on him, he loved him. Jesus loves you tonight. He loves you, friend. And that's something here in John 11. To every one of us who have come to the Lord Jesus and know him as our Saviour and Lord, that might be encouraged by these words as we walk along our pilgrim pathway. As it says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Jesus loved them. And he loves you, friend. And at the grave of Lazarus, there it again shows forth the love of Jesus. Jesus, therefore, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews with her weeping, was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled. Then it says, Jesus wept. The feelings of Jesus, the love of Jesus for Lazarus. And we see how later on the Lord could call forth and cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead came forth. But just there in that home in Bethany, those that had come to love the Lord and come to put their trust in the Lord Jesus, and that love of Jesus, that love that the Lord Jesus had for them, and what it meant to them, they were content. They loved to have Jesus in their house, and they rested in that love. They rested in that. There was nothing else they wanted. They just rested in the blessed fact that Jesus had loved them. Jesus loved them. Loved them, present tense. It says, John said in Revelation, is to him who loves us and has washed us from our sins in his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the might to the ages of ages. Amen. May we be able to say that, dear friend. Have that assurance in each one of our hearts tonight. We can say that we have that present joy, that present knowledge to him who loves us, currently loves us, and has washed us from our sins in his blood. And then what he's made is made as a kingdom priest to his God and Father. A bit like the woman in John 4, that woman who came to the Lord, and the Lord knew all about her before she came. But now she was able to go into the city and tell the men, behold, come see a man who's told me all things I had ever done. Is not he the Christ? And how that woman was set free. She was delivered. She was delivered from the bondage she was in. She was set free to praise and glorify her blessed Lord. Just like there in Romans, to him who loves us and has washed us from our sins and made us a kingdom priest to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the might to the ages of ages. Amen. Well, dear friend, that's all I wanted to say tonight. Just that simple thought, it came from that hymn this morning. 'Twas love, all divine, that constrained thee to stoop from the greatness on high. And a reminder of that love. Love of God, the source of something, sing the source of all our blessing. Dear friend, may we just have a fresh impression tonight of how God has loved you, friend. He's loved you so much, he's given his son, sent his son to be a saviour for you and me, a saviour for sinners. And God commends his love to us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ has died for us. May God bless these few words for his name's sake. Amen. Amen.